want to talk to you about today. You could have good questions, you could have great questions, but this is a really important question. Really important question. It's the question this jailer in this story, read the story when you get home if you can. It's the question this jailer in this story asked Paul and Silas. And he said, he was very polite, he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved?" He was so impressed by these people, because basically they were prisoners. He was meant to do all this high security treatment for them. They'd been flogged, they'd been beaten unjustly. They'd been put in the stocks in the inner cell. He was meant to look after them. They'd been singing hymns. So he noticed there was some, that all this was going on, and yet they were singing hymns, they were joyful, Paul and Silas. And then all of a sudden there was an earthquake, and they were able to go free, these people. They were set free, but they didn't go. This jailer thought, "What's going on? I'm going to lose my job." But yet these people loved him, cared for him so much that they didn't escape. They said, "We're all here, don't worry." And he was so amazed, this man, that he trembled before Paul and Silas. He fell to the ground and he asked this question. And I wonder, maybe you've been affected by somebody else who acts differently, who acts in a different way. Maybe somebody who's been baptized today, you notice something different about a member of your family, or they've got something different about them, they've got a hope. Well, this question is for you. If you're not a Christian today, or you're not sure if you're a Christian, this is the question to ask, the most important question you can ask. What can I do to be saved? What can I do to be saved? And I suppose very quickly, the first thing we think of, before we say, "What can I do to be saved?" Well, why do I need to be saved? You might say, "Well, why? Why do I need to be saved?" Well, basically, it says in the Bible that we've all done wrong things. And the Bible calls those things we do sin. And our sin, it's whenever we do things against what God, when we go our own way, we go away from God, what God wants us to do, because we were created to have a relationship with him. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of God's perfect standard. Thursday night, Joanne said to me on Thursday morning, she said, "Oh, are you going to come home early today?" And I said, "Well, I can't come home too early because I've got to keep an eye on the lady doing archery club." And we have archery club, which can be a bit dodgy, as you can imagine. Although they're not proper arrows or anything, they've got a bit at the end. Archery club, actually, when I turned up, it was fencing she was doing this week. But archery, the term sin, the word sin, was used in archery, meaning to miss the mark. And when an archer went for the target, they missed the target, even by a slight bit, they would shout sin. Or if they missed it by a country mile, you know, you're at school, if you're walking past the staff room and you see an arrow, it's not quite like that. If they missed it by a country mile, that was sin also. And sin, really, the idea behind it is missing the mark, missing the target. And all of us have missed God's perfect standard. It doesn't matter if we've been quite good and we missed the target just by a little bit, like with our arrow, or if we've missed it by a long way. The Bible says we've all fallen short of God's standard. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And because God is perfect, he can have nothing to do with sin. And the consequences of sin are death and hell and being separated from God forever. And there's nothing we can do to change that situation. So this question, "What can I do to be saved?" He emphasised the do bit, didn't he? But actually, Paul pointed him to Jesus. There was nothing he could do. There's nothing we can do to change that situation. Going to church, reading the Bible, praying, doing good things, they're all good, but they don't make you a Christian. They don't save you. They don't make you good enough. And that's why Paul didn't really say, when he answered the question, "What must I do to be saved?" What did he say? He said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, you and all your family, because they would come to believe as well. But we have to make that decision for ourselves. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. It's the only way. Because God loved the world so much, he gave his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come into the world. He lived a perfect life on earth, and he died on a cross, so that all who believe in him shall not die, shall not face terrible punishment, but have eternal life, have a relationship with him. Because Jesus died on the cross in our place, taking on himself all those things we do wrong. So it's wonderful. What can I do to be saved? That's the important question today. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. You could see in that story he fell trembling. He was sorry. He realised he was obviously convicted, and we need to, in believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to be sorry for those things we've done wrong. Be prepared to take a change in direction, turn away from those, and believe that he died on the cross in our place. Believe the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross in our place. And just as the people answered the questions today, trust in him. Trust in him. This idea behind the word belief is, it's not just knowing something, like saying, yes, I believe in Jesus, I know he existed. It's more than that. It's trusting him. It's having a relationship with him. That's the way to have eternal life. It says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not die, but have eternal life. So what must I do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. And that is the message for this morning. That is the message that people hear. Have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they've shown that in the step they've taken. And after believing, what do we notice? And I love these connectives, conjunctions, whatever you want to call them. Posh, we have to call them conjunctions now at school. It says, verse 33, at that hour of the night, he took them and he washed their wounds. He showed he was sorry for those things he'd done wrong. He had a change. And then what does it say? Immediately he and all his family were baptized. So he believed and he was baptized. Baptism is the next step after believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you believed in him, the next step is to be baptized. It's not thought of in the Bible as an optional extra. All through the book of Acts you see people just like here, they believed and were baptized. And then it says, the jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them, and he was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God. He and his whole family, the whole family had believed. It wasn't him believing that had saved them. They believed and were baptized. It would be lovely to have people believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and being baptized. And what do we read? They were filled with joy. Filled with joy. He started serving, didn't he? And as we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we baptize, and surely in gratitude for him saving us, we want to serve him. And he met, and he had the Christians with him in his house. And it's good, it's really important to go to church, to have fellowship with other Christians. We'd love to see you here, to find out more about the Lord Jesus Christ, to help each other, to learn from each other. There's a lot more I could say today, but believe in the Lord Jesus Christ is the answer, and you shall be saved. What must I do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Now we're going to have refreshments. The song we're going to sing, I'm going to sing a song. I'm not going to do it on my own. We're going to sing a song. It's 799. We're going to sing a song. And then we'll have a prayer. There are